The Church Media Podcast, episode number 129, 8 resources you can put in your control room for production volunteers. Let's do it.
Hey there. Welcome to the Church Media Podcast.
The definitive podcast for helping you create dynamic experiences and build solid media production teams at your church.
We're bringing you knowledge and insight from top media professionals from around the world.
Useful, practical content in the areas of live production, design, leadership, digital communications, and more.
The show notes for this episode and all archive episodes of the show are available online now at the Church Media Podcast.com. And now, broadcasting from the ministry headquarters of 1230 Media, here's your host, Church Media Coach Carl Barnhill.
Welcome to the podcast. Thanks for hanging out this week. As we get rolling, I try to let you know on the podcast some things that are happening at our ministry, 1230 Media. God has blessed us huge over the last year. We've had the privilege of serving literally hundreds of churches and thousands of people worldwide with our worship and custom media and production training resources. Thank you for using our content at your church if you are. We're one of the very few ministries on the market that serve churches with custom media content. It's video and graphic design. A lot of companies out there do just graphic design, but we do graphics and video content and church announcements. So we're kind of a mixture of everything. We produce sermon bumpers and church announcement videos, trailers, promos, motions, song or lyric videos, things like that, all kinds of screen content. We have many churches that are on retainer with us. And let me explain a little bit of how this works. If you're on staff at a church and you either don't have the budget for a full-time media staff member, that happens at a lot of places, or your current team is completely tapped out. There's so many needs in your church that your team just can't get to everything. This is an area that we can help you. We can help you by simply making a list of graphic design and video content needs that you might have each month. And we give discounts based on a 6-month and a 12-month retainer with us. So if you sign on for 6 months with us, we give you 10% off that entire list of content every month. And if you sign on for 12 months, we give you 25% off that entire list of content. So it's our desire and our passion to give you time back so that you can minister to your people. We can't be right there with your congregation, with your people, or with your community. You can be. So if we can take some of the media content work off of you so that you can serve your team, you can spend more time with people. That's kind of a passion that we have to do that. I served on staff at a couple of churches in that role, in a media role, and I dealt with that. I didn't have the team that I needed. We couldn't afford the team that we needed. And then the current team that we had was just simply tapped out, just filled up. Couldn't get to things like kids ministry, student ministry stuff, that sort of thing. So if you have that need, feel free to contact us. Our team would be more than willing to talk to you. My wife, Katie, is our executive director. She does an incredible job working directly with churches so that you have a one-on-one with her or another member of our team to get your projects in the works. So if you would like a custom quote, you can go to our website, 1230.media/quote. Or you can call us today, 910-849-1230, and get a free custom quote. Now, I don't want this to, sorry if this sounded like a commercial. I just want you to know the heart behind our ministry. The podcast is one arm of that. We do a lot of training efforts, podcast and blog and coaching to help churches in the area of media production. So I want you to know how the podcast fits into our larger ministry. And we serve churches with worship and custom media content as well. So, all right, this week, you get me all the way through on the podcast. I'll be sharing with you 8 resources that you can put in your control room or your tech booth that will transform your volunteer culture. It's going to be good. That's on the way right after this.
And now, your church media tip of the week. Useful tips and tricks to help you transform the worship experiences at your church. Here's Carl Barnhill.
Your Sunday worship service is the hub for other activities at your church. It's the main event. It's the gathering for your entire church. It would make sense that you would want to pour the most time, energy, and money into creating this experience. It's also the event that you should spend your most time planning. In creating the flow of your worship service, you are creating the experience for the people that attend. In placing elements of your service in the order that you want, you determine the journey in which they go on. So how can you make it dynamic, exciting, cohesive, memorable? Here are three tips for creating a dynamic service flow. Number one, plan ahead. I know that a lot of your planning as a church media director is reliant upon your senior pastor or your teaching staff working ahead. But you can take some initiative and be proactive in planning with your senior leadership. Don't be afraid to let them know what you need to be successful. The same Holy Spirit that can change your plan spontaneously on a Sunday morning is the same Holy Spirit that will guide you as you plan your services. Number two, take the audience on a journey. From the moment someone drives into your parking lot to the moment they drive away on a Sunday, you're creating an experience. During your actual service, don't just sing a handful of songs and preach a message where nothing really connects and is not cohesive. Think through how every element affects every other element in and around your service. Number three, think through transitions. Transitions are one of the most underplanned and overlooked pieces of worship services. They are key to a great service flow. Once you have your service flow or order of service in place, spend some time during the week talking through how each element of your service will transition to the next. All your key people should be included in these discussions. Worship leader, pastor, welcomer, any other onstage leaders, representatives from audio, lighting, video, and other key people that will be responsible for the execution of your service. Include everyone. I hope these three tips will help you as you are planning your service flow and creating weekly experiences at your church.
Get more free coaching for your production team through our blog, podcast, and online resource library. Visit 1230.media/training today.
Put yourself in the shoes of your volunteers. Would you rather be over-informed with details about the team you're serving on or not informed at all? One thing I discovered when leading teams is the more people know, the more ownership they feel. I wanted people to be so informed that they almost got tired of hearing the same information over and over and over. Here's why. If people know how your team operates, your processes, your systems, how scheduling works, and everything else, they can easily communicate that information with new people and other team members without you being around. The more you can empower your volunteers to think and act on their own, the more ministry you can accomplish and your team can accomplish. There can also be some idle time within a Sunday. You know, this time after rehearsal or before services or between services. If you can have resources available in your spaces, you can fill your volunteers with information about your culture without it just coming from you telling them. And marketing research also shows that it takes 7 times of repeating the same message for someone to grasp it. There's also research out there that shows that it takes different ways. So, you know, some people learn by someone telling them information. Someone else may learn by writing it down or seeing it on a piece of paper, reading it. Or hearing about it in a different way, or seeing it, a video, or something like that. So you want to give people, not just tell them information, but you want to put it on paper, you want to put it in different ways and with different methods so that they retain the information. So with that in mind, let me give you 8 resources that you can have available in your control room or in your production booth for volunteers to pick up and look at any time. So specifically, I'm talking about printed material. Again, you also want to tell them this information, but these are specifically resources that they can pick up, look at, read, and take So handouts, paper copies, that sort of thing. So here we go. 8 resources like that that you can put in your production spaces, your booth or your control room. Number one is spiritual growth resources. The spiritual growth of our volunteers should be of utmost importance in our culture. A few ideas here. Try listing out some recommended places for your volunteers to go for daily devotionals, books, Bible studies, Bibles, and reading material. So here's an idea. So you could have some devotionals actually there. Maybe your teaching team produces printed material. Or you could also have a one sheet that lists your recommended places to go for a daily devotional, an app to get, or whatever that might be. If you just type up a Word document of a list of, here is some spiritual growth resources for you. Here's the Bible studies we recommend. Here's how to plug into a Bible study at our church. Here's where to go to find that Bible study and how to sign up. Here's a list of recommended Bibles or commentaries or Bible study resources. We're going to have David Arthur from Precept Ministries International on the podcast in a few weeks. So Precept would be a good resource on your sheet to list. They provide incredible resources for studying the Bible on your own. So that would be a good resource. So anything that you can think of that is a spiritual growth resource for your team, you know, put it on one sheet of paper so they can grab, take it home and look it up themselves. So again, list out some Bible studies, classes, mission trips, seminars, and major spiritual growth efforts offered by your church. You definitely want to make them aware of things going on in your church first, and then some outside stuff also. But you might be surprised that people think they're aware of things going on in your church. They're really not. Sometimes that may be the case, and you might be surprised by that. You may have volunteers that just don't know that there are, you know, mission trips that go out from your church every single month. They don't know how to sign up for those. They don't know the classes that are offered at your church. So keep that information in front of them. Don't act like they're ignorant. You didn't know that? I mean, we do it every month here at the church. I mean, so don't do that. Just put the information in front of them. We have marriage classes. We have financial classes. We have Bible studies. This is what's available to you here at our church. Also make a one sheet of maybe a list of activities or a calendar of events. This really goes with spiritual growth as I'm talking about this, in that you can list out maybe it's not a Bible study or mission trip. Maybe it's a men's conference where they're going to grow spiritually. Maybe it's a women's event or a mom's night out or day out or something like that. Mom's morning out, something like that, where they can have some time to grow spiritually. So keep those things in mind. Also things like youth camp, you know, put that stuff in front of your volunteers. Okay, your church might already have printed material that you can steal, I mean, repurpose, that's what I meant to say, to have available for your volunteers. So before you go making Word documents and trying to do design work on your own, stuff like that, go over to your other teams. Go to your small groups leader. Hey, did you guys do a printed piece on small groups coming up? Can I have like 15 copies of that? I'm going to put it in my control room to let my volunteers know what classes are coming up. Hey, mission staff member guy, do you have copies of the details of the mission trips that you got coming up? Can I have 20 copies of those? I'm going to stick them in our control room. So use the staff members around you and use the resources that are already available to you before you go make it on your own. It's going to save you a lot of time. And it's also going to promote unity so that, you know, the staff members can work together, that sort of thing. Okay, so that was number one, spiritual growth resources. Number two is team lists and schedules. So post your team lists and schedules everywhere. Have them available in your control room or booth. Email them out, send them via Facebook message or whatever method that you use, but send them out. Don't give your volunteers any excuse for not knowing what team they're on and when they're scheduled to serve. As far as your control room goes, though, be sure to always have a stock of printed teams and schedules handy for easy pickup. If someone forgets their rotation or wants to know when they're serving, they should be able to find that information in your production booth. So don't just necessarily keep everything on Planning Center or whatever system you use. You know, you might put some things on paper so that they can pick up and know their, you know, what team they're serving on or things like that. Just an idea for you. And for more on how to build your team lists and schedules for your volunteers effectively, I want you to check out a past episode of the podcast that I did way back. It's episode number 33 of the show. I dove into all the details of how to structure your team and how to provide a rotation schedule for your volunteers. You can listen to that episode at thechurchmediapodcast.com/033. That's thechurchmediapodcast.com/033, or you can find it on iTunes. I also have written and cultivated a book called The Ultimate Production Team Handbook. It's on our website. You can check it out. And it's got all kinds of pre-done team lists, schedules, rotations. I've basically given you my handbook of when I was serving on staff at Pine Lake and then at New Spring Church, of how we led our production teams. There were multiple teams: audio, video, lighting, culture, team culture, all kinds of stuff. So all that is in the book. So let me kind of give you a heads up here. I'm writing a bigger book on how to, basically the theory behind how to build your team and double your team of volunteers. Okay, so in the future, when I finish that book, it's going to go hand in hand with this production handbook. One book is going to be the theory and the other is going to be the practical. Okay, so if you want to go ahead and pick up the handbook, that's already done. So you can pick that up if you want to. That's at 1230.media. You can find that on our website. But that has basically everything for you. It's like $15 on the website. I'll go and give you a promo code for that. Serve Your Team, all one word, Serve Your Team, is a 10% discount code for that book. On our website. I don't mean to sound like a plug here, but I want you to have a jump start to where you don't have to come up with all this content by yourself. I've already done it for you. All you got to do is pick it up and pick up the book, and in the book there's a link where you can download basically Word documents of the book so that you can edit everything yourself. So it's a jump start for your production team. So if you want to change around your team list or how you schedule whoever, all that's built out for you. So the point being here is make sure in your production room or control room you have paper copies or have a computer set up, something where they know what team they're on, when they're scheduled, and then can look it up for themselves so that you don't have to be Mr. Answer Man. Hey, when am I serving next? Go to this computer here or pick up a team schedule in here. So if you ever need to know this in the future, you can go right here. You don't have to come ask me. So there you go. There's your number two. Number three is staff and core team contact information. If people know who to contact, if they have a question, it helps them feel informed. Make a quick list of your staff team and your core leaders. Have contact information on these leaders readily available to your volunteers. It doesn't have to be your cell phone number if that makes people nervous, but just make sure that there is some way to get a hold of your core staff and leaders. An email, the office phone line, something. Just do a one sheet on here's the staff production staff members. Here are our production leads, the leaders of certain areas of our ministry. Here's how you get up with them. Here's how you find them. So that, you know, if somebody's got a question spiritually or about your team, it's right there in front of them. All I got to do is pick it up and call somebody. So if they forget a number or whatever, they can take that home with them. Okay, number four is position training guides and checklists. Have printed copies of any training material or position checklist available to people. Maybe they missed a training. Or maybe they might have interest in another position on your team as well. So pick up, if you have Again, the handbook that I put together has all of these already done for you. So if you need a checklist on your ProPresenter position, here's what you do before or when you arrive before service. Here's what you do during service. And here's what you do after service. So a full checklist. And I got them for ProPresenter, cameras, a switcher, director, any position that you can think of on your production team, audio, lighting, everything's already done for you. So be sure to pick up that handbook. But if you want to take from your own handbook that you make and say if you have checklists or training guides or training materials or, you know, hey, we did a training one day on how to run stage camera. If you have some of that material, whatever you went over in that training and you have it on paper, make it available to your volunteers. Put it in your production room so that they can see it and look at it. Maybe they missed one or maybe they've forgotten something. So make sure you have any training guides and checklists in your control room. So also for some free training guides and checklists, if you don't want to pick up the book, the handbook, we've made some available for free on our website for ProPresenter, switcher, and camera operators. And I've put some blog links on the show notes for this episode so you can pick those up. That's thechurchmediapodcast.com/129 as in episode number 129 is the URL for this episode in particular. So be sure to pick those up for free. All right, number five is your new volunteer process. So I would print out our entire on-ramp process for new volunteers. So if you have a new volunteer coming on your team, if you want to hand them a one sheet to say, here's the process that you're going to take as you enter our team. First, here's the contact information for who's going to lead you. Then your first step is going to be you're going to take our class where we tell you about our team. The next step is you're going to come in and observe. The next step, you're going to come in and be shadow someone. Then the next step, you're going to be with someone there with you. Then the next step, you're going to be on your own. And here's how that works. Here's the process. Here's the contact information. Here's all the planning center info, how you log in. Here's all that kind of stuff. So anything that you would put in any type of new volunteer orientation packet, you might say, that needs to be available in your control room. I might be giving you ideas here that you're like, gosh, I didn't even think of like a orientation packet for a new volunteer. Most of the time for us, people just show up at the booth and say, hey, can I volunteer? And we stick them on the next Sunday and throw them to the wolves. Yeah. So don't do that. Let's train them a little bit more and let's make them feel comfortable. So anyway, I know I'm rabbit trailing a little bit, but the point here is new volunteer process needs to be in your control room and available to people. I did a complete podcast episode on this very topic, your on-ramp for new volunteers. That's episode number 31, if you want to check that out. So I know I'm giving you some stuff and then telling you to go back. And it's just simply because I don't have time to get into it again right now, and we've already fleshed that out. So I'm going to try to point you to places that you can go for more info. So episode number 31 is where that lives. All right, number six is your training process and information. So at New Spring Church, we had a pretty extensive training process for our volunteers. So I made sure to list it out in detail so that everyone knew of it and could read up on it if they wanted to. Anytime you can write down your processes and systems on paper and have those available, the better. It helps you communicate those details in a practical way. So if you have any training materials, they need to be in your control room or production booth as well. Number seven, encouragement cards. Now, let me explain this one a little bit. This is one of my favorite ideas the teams I've led have had. We put a stack of blank note cards and envelopes in and around our control room. We also put a full list of volunteers nearby, and we asked our volunteers that may have a free minute sometime in the day that while they're serving, if they would write a note of encouragement to another volunteer or to a new member of our team. We asked them to write a note, write the recipient's name on the envelope, and our staff team addressed and mailed them during the week. So all you got to do is write the note, put it in the envelope, put their name on it, and we'll address it. That way you're not giving out addresses or anything like that. And, you know, just for safety reasons, we addressed them and sent them out. But it created a huge camaraderie between the team and huge just encouragement of each other. So we provided the opportunity, put blank cards and let people fill them out. And we, you know, if people weren't filling them out, I would walk between the services. We'd all be hanging out between, you know, 30 minutes between the next service. And I'd start just handing out blank ones. Hey, here, take this list and write an encouragement card to somebody. And everybody was game for that. So it just, it creates some cool encouragement for each other. So it's just, that was an awesome, awesome idea. So encouragement cards, put those around in your production room. All right, number 8 is your church and team vision statements. Now, this should be real easy. Just put your mission or vision statements or some explanation of why your team does what they do in your control room or booth. Always keep your why in front of your team. You may be thinking, where do I put all this stuff? How do I organize these documents so they aren't a mess in my control room? I've put a link to a paper shelf organizer in the show notes page for this episode for you to look at. And I use something similar to this organizer, and I place labels on the side to indicate which tray had certain information on it. So it was this big honking paper organizer that people could go up and kind of look through and see on the outside, you know, different labels. I found great success in giving as much information to our volunteers as possible. Take care of your team. If they know what's going on, they will feel more confident and will actually help you as their leader accomplish more. I hope these resources will give you some ideas on what to have available for your team in your control room or in your tech booth. Be sure to use them if you can. Certainly, we made mistakes along the way, but these were just some ideas that we had to make our production environment just more informational too, and give us the freedom to not answer questions all the time. We could easily point them over there, and they could get the information that they need, and we help them do that so that next time they just go right there. And what we found is that other volunteers would take people to that paper organizer, or to the encouragement cards, or to the whatever, to get the information so that everybody had ownership, everybody knew what was going on. So I hope these resources help you. Let me give you one more bonus resource. It's not really a resource, but one more bonus thing to put in your control room, and that is games. Now, you might be thinking, what in the world? But if you have decks of playing cards, a board game, or even if you have room for like a ping pong table or a ring toss on the wall or something like that, it's neat to have people play together too. And it creates, you know, healthy teamwork and some competition too. So I did a blog post on like different things like that, like food and appliances and different things that you could put in your control room if you have one. So check that out on our website. But I hope these resources and this information will help you as you are growing your team. So I'll be back in just a minute to wrap things up. Hang tight.
Remember the prophecy. Samson, chosen by the living God to be his hand of vengeance. It's his will.
But it is not mine.
Who is this God who gives you such strength?
3 vows were bestowed upon me. No wine, no touching the dead, no cutting of my hair.
There are whispers of a Hebrew with great strength. It is a story for slaves, nothing more.
I want you to investigate this.
No, please.
You find me the secret of his power.
My Delilah.
Well, if you wanted to fight, you should have brought more men.
I want him dead.
He has has the strength of a god. I saw it with my own eyes.
He is not a god!
Samson, the Philistines are upon you.
My strength is now your strength.
No!
What would you have me do?
My name is Samson, and you will face the wrath of God.
Samson, in theaters nationwide this weekend.
We've loaded up the show notes page for this episode with all the links and resources I mentioned. You can check those out at thechurchmediapodcast.com/129. That's thechurchmediapodcast.com/129.
On the next Church Media Podcast.
Next week on the show, I'll be sharing with you how to fire a volunteer. If you've ever been stuck in that situation where you have a volunteer that's not cutting it or is toxic for your team, what do you do? After all, they're volunteering. They're giving their time willingly. How do you handle that? We'll talk all about that next week, how you handle that kind of situation, how you fire a volunteer. That'll be next week on the show. Again, for show notes, transcripts, and more resources for your team, visit thechurchmediapodcast.com. And to get to this episode directly, you can put a /129 on the end of that URL. So thechurchmediapodcast.com/129 will get you there. The producer of our show is David Michael Hyde. His website is davidmichaelhyde.com. Go visit him today. And thank you for listening this week. Go out there and create some incredible worship experiences this weekend. I'll catch you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Church Media Podcast.
Please take a minute today to rate and review the show in iTunes.
For show notes, archive episodes, and more free resources for your team, visit thechurchmediapodcast.com. We'll catch you right here next week for another episode of the Church Media Podcast.